Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The Axis of Evil met in Iran to plan the fate of Syria. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
An unbelievable trilateral meeting going on in Tehran, Iran. You had President Putin of Russia, President Erdogan of Turkey, and President Rouhani of Iran. They got together to decide the fate of the Syrians, and the United States was not involved. Are they just one-sided, trying to project their own plan for the Middle East, or what was going on?
Well, Jimmy, this is one of the reasons that you have this show and our listeners tune in every week to hear news like this, which doesn't get a lot of coverage in the national media in the United States or even where I am right now in France. It gets glossed over completely. This is a momentous meeting in Tehran, where Putin is showing up with Erdogan from Turkey and the Iranian leadership as well to talk about Syria, to talk about next steps in Syria. And as you say, the United States obviously was not involved because this is the Axis of Evil getting together in Tehran. Interestingly, Putin has taken a position which is antagonizing the Turks on Syria. The Turks continue to support some of the jihadi factions who have positions in Idlib province in Syria. This borders Turkey, and the Turks want to put Idlib province off limits to Russian airstrikes and Syrian government attacks. The Russians said, no, we've got to root out the terrorists. The Iranians, by the way, agreed with them, root out the jihadi terrorists in Idlib province to crush ISIS once and for all. So in my book, Erdogan once again revealed his spots. He showed that he is a Sunni terrorist supporting president. He is a jihadi president in Turkey. And yet, despite all of that, despite not being a NATO ally, he still has not been embraced by Russia. Putin is playing his own game. Erdogan is supporting the terrorists, and the Iranians are supporting their own version of the terrorists. It's a fascinating picture of the masters of the Axis of Evil in Tehran on Friday.
Ken Timmerman explaining the meeting of the Axis of Evil meeting in Tehran, Iran, to plan the fate of Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Middle Eastern nations mentioned in Ken's report, which he referred to as the Axis of Evil, are all mentioned in the prophetic scenario from God's Word. These nations will play out the major events in the last days. Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria. Russia, Turkey, and Iran, mentioned in Ezekiel 38, verses 2 to 6, set the stage for Syria, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40, to be the Middle Eastern nation that makes the first move to destroy Israel. That stage is set. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...